Let's talk about the present moment today. So, we hear it all the time that the present moment is all that exists. But it's one of those things that we think about, but do we really get it? And what if we can only ever be in the present moment, but our thoughts can be projected into the future or the past? And what if focusing our energy right here and now into this present moment is the ultimate path to success? So I want to offer the analogy for a moment of stirring a bucket of water, for example. So if you stir a bucket of water and you get that momentum going and you see the spiral of water in the middle, it draws the energy of that spiral of water, draws everything in the bucket into the middle of that vortex. And what if focusing our energy here and now in the present moment is a bit like that? So we're always focusing on the past of things that we didn't do or things that we regret doing, or we focus on the future of things we want, things we don't want, fears that we have of the future, desires we have of the future. And what if all those thoughts of the past and future is just splitting our energy in all these different ways so that maybe it's not doing us any damage, but it's splitting our energy so that we're not putting it enough where it needs to be? And what if putting all of our attention, all of our focus right here in this exact present moment is the key to success, is the key to attracting everything that we desire now and in the future? Because we always worry, myself included, that, oh, if we don't think about this thing in the future, then we won't be ready, or we won't, have planned for whatever it is that's coming. But most of the thoughts we have are pointless. Having a look on social media or thinking about this, thinking about that. But when you're present, when you're in the zone or you're out for a jog or you're meditating or whatever, and that thought comes into your head of something that you need to do in the future, there's no doubting that it's something you need to think about. It's a knowing, and it's not really a stressful thought. It's just like, oh, I've got to do this, and you know it. But most of the thoughts we have are not like that. Most of the thoughts we have are just jumping from one thought to the next. Having a thought about, oh, what am I going to do this afternoon? And then going from there to the negative side effect that that could have, or what did we do in the past, or who did I talk to yesterday, or whatever. But what if we could learn to just focus our attention so much in the present moment that it was like that bucket of water spinning, and the momentum gets so powerful, and the energy gets so powerful right here, right now, in this present moment, that we attract everything we ever desire into the present moment, and then we can pick and choose within this present moment what we want to act on. Like the opportunities start coming, the phone calls start coming, the emails. Yes, we're going to be bombarded with things we don't want. Just like if you're in a bucket of water and you're in that middle of that vortex as it's spinning, there's going to be a lot of unwanted debris as well. But if we desire a lot, then that's just going to be part of it, and we'll get better with dealing with all that. We get better at time management, get better at saying no, most importantly. But the stress relief of knowing that you don't have to think so much about the future all the time or the past. Just focus that energy, focus that attention right here, right now. Forget about the emails, forget about the follow-up calls tomorrow. Forget about the extra eggs that you got to buy that you forgot about, or whatever. Because the thoughts that we need to have will be there when we need them. But yeah, I really just wanted to really just remind us to remember to focus our energy in one place, because it's the same as, when you have a magnifying glass. If you're, I've come in my 30s, and if you're at an age where you remember being a kid, having a magnifying glass and, lighting a little fire, sounds a bit dodgy. But that's what we used to do, And with a magnifying glass, in order to start a fire, you've got to focus the sun through the magnifying glass onto a small enough dot of light that it lights a fire. But if the light's spread too much, it doesn't have enough power to do it. And that's like our thoughts. If they're going in too many different directions, there's not enough energy on any one thought to make any impact or gain any momentum. But if we can focus our attention in the present moment, make it like that magnifying glass or like that stirring of the bucket of water, hold the thought in the present moment for long enough to gain enough momentum and attract everything we want. And that doesn't mean like the law of attraction is in not taking action, but focusing our attention in the present moment, get the momentum spinning, get the present moment at a rate of energy that it then brings the inspired thoughts, it brings the interactions that we need and want and everything else that goes with it. But yeah, love to hear your feedback. Just a thought, thinking out loud. It's what the podcast is called. Thanks for tuning in. I'll talk to you again soon. I'm Ian Dowling. Bye for now.